Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome back to your Morning Boost. We are going to kick off an exciting week. This entire week, I've got a special guest with us. This is Aaron King, the founder of Inspired Education and the host of the Teachers Pep Rally podcast. Aaron, welcome to the Morning Boost.
Good morning. We're turning our attention to the future, aspiring educators. These passionate individuals are entering a field that needs them now more than ever, but they're doing so while facing enormous barriers. From financial burdens to lack of mentorship, the journey into teaching can feel more like an obstacle course than a calling. Let's explore how we, as leaders, can clear the path forward. Aspiring teachers are facing two primary challenges: financial strain and a lack of encouragement. The cost of higher education is soaring, and student teaching, often full-time for an entire semester or year, remains unpaid in more districts. Many students are taking on second jobs, relying on family support, or considering leaving the profession before they even begin. We cannot afford to lose talent at the starting line. One way school leaders can act is by partnering with local universities to advocate for stipends or mileage reimbursements for student teachers. Some districts are even offering small grants or gas cards. Others are working with state legislators to push for paid student teaching models. If you're not already engaged in those conversations, consider reaching out to your state's education associations or policy boards. Beyond funding, culture matters. To many, student teachers report hearing phrases like, "Are you sure you want to do this?" on day one. As you know, the tone we set in our building matters. Every interaction, from front office staff to mentor teachers, contributes to the narrative a future teacher carries with them. We must be intentional in creating welcoming environments that reflect pride in the profession. Mentorship is also key. Many mentor teachers want to help, but they're stretched thin. Consider building time into your school day or PLC schedule for reflective coaching between mentors and student teachers. Even a 10-minute weekly debrief can make a world of difference. Look into residency models where candidates can gradually assume teaching responsibilities while receiving consistent coaching and even summer bridge support before their first year. And let's not forget innovation. For example, some universities are using a virtual classroom with student avatars to help future educators practice classroom management and pacing in real time. This kind of tool could be a part of district partnership with teacher prep programs, especially when in-person placements are so limited. Finally, build a bridge early. Invite aspiring teachers to participate in tutoring programs, after-school events, or even things like a STEM night. The earlier they build ties with your school community, the more likely they'll see themselves teaching there long-term. Here are three strategies you can use to support aspiring educators. Advocate locally and legislatively for stipends or paid teaching residencies. Prioritize mentorship by providing dedicated coaching time and encouraging relationship building. Connect early by bringing Aspire educators into your school before formal placement. We're not just preparing teachers, we're shaping the culture they'll enter. If we want to build a sustainable, passionate workforce, we need to invest in more than recruitment. We need to build belonging, honor potential, and clear hurdles that stand in their way. Let's continue to lead with vision, clarity, and compassion, because the future of education is already in our hallways. That is your Morning Boost for today. I hope it fills you with inspiration and hope, and I look forward to the conversation tomorrow.
And a big thank you to Aaron King for joining us, and again, this whole week. So look forward to some more great conversations and more words of wisdom from Aaron. Thank you for listening. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
You have been listening to your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.